ladies and gentlemen, the Gulf Oil Companies and your neighborhood good Gulf dealer present We the People backstage at Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus. Yes, the circus, the oldest show and still the best show in the world. What is the circus? What are its people like? Well, tonight, in this exclusive backstage telecast, direct from Madison Square Garden in New York, we the people are going to find out. We'll meet colorful personalities of the circus, share their laughs and thrills. So join us on our tour backstage for exciting close-ups of the people you want to meet. This is Dan Seymour saying, let's go to the circus. The biggest, most complicated show in the world has just begun its evening performance here at Madison Square Garden, right upstairs. 1,400 people, nearly 1,000 animals are waiting here backstage for their cues to go on and perform in public. Our Gulf Oil cameras are ready to bring you the picture as we see it backstage. And first, I'd like to present to you the head man of the circus, John Ringling North. Mr. North.
Good evening, Dan. Glad to see you.
Pleasure to be here, I can assure you. How old is the circus, Mr. North?
This is the 80th season.
80th consecutive season.
That's right.
And just how long does it take to plan a show such as the one the people are enjoying upstairs here at Madison Square?
At least a year.
A full year in the planning. I can well imagine that with those four spectacles and all the people involved. We're very happy to be backstage. May we just make ourselves at home now and enjoy some of your people?
You're the boss. We the people. Have a good time. Do whatever you like.
Thank you very much. We'll do that exactly. First, we have two gentlemen up here, I see. Your name, sir?
Harry Nelson.
Harry Nelson and...
John Nelson.
And John Nelson. How does it feel perched up that high in the air?
Way up in the air.
All right. From the tallest man in the circus, we shall go to a gentleman over here. Your name, sir?
I'm known professionally as Prince Paul.
And your real name?
Oh, my real name is Paul Alpha.
Well, Paul, what is that costume you've got on there? What
are
you supposed to be? Yeah.
Well, this guy is the character I'm portraying as a mouse, and we have all kinds of characterization with a cat and a cheese.
And does the cat succeed in getting you in the end?
Does the cat succeed in getting me in the end? Why, the mouse is always the smarter one than the cat.
You always get away from him. Okay. And this gentleman right here, what is your name?
Well, my name is Paul Harumpo.
Paul Harumpo. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Harumpo has one of the most exciting animal stories that we've heard backstage here at the circus. Paul, suppose you tell us what happened that memorable day when the tiger got loose, would you?
When the tiger got loose?
That's right.
Well, I'll tell you. That tiger was taken around in the parade. On a big chain.
Yes.
And this day, everything was going fine till they brought the tiger out. And the tiger saw a little burra, or a little donkey,
yes.
You know, some people call them. And she made one leap for that. For meat, see, she's
right.
Hungry. And she threw her man at least 30 feet away.
The man keeper was with
her. Keep away, yeah. So naturally, everybody started scattering then. Every direction, everybody kept hollering, lion loose. Happened to a leopard loose, and I said, good night. I said, can't be that. I said,
can't all be loose.
No, I said, well, the only thing that I remembered, I said, that must be that tiger.
Yeah.
And before I had another thought, here I could see her coming down the hallway, that long hallway.
Right up to you?
Yes, coming right towards me, pitty-pat with her big feet, see? I said, well, I didn't like that, so I grabbed the club. I was getting dressed for, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Oh, you played in that, eh?
Oh, yes, I was sneezy.
I'd never know it, Paul.
Yeah,
look at
no. Well,
so when you grabbed the mallet, what happened?
Well, I grabbed this mallet, and like I say, they told me if I stood still, a tiger would pass you.
Yeah.
But still enough, she stopped dead right side of me.
And looked right at you?
Right at me and my friend right here.
Well, what did you two fellas do?
Well, it was petrified. When I grabbed this thing, and she started snarling at me. When she done that, I let loose. And I hit her right in the nose, and down she went. So that was all right that time. But then she got into a sitting position, and she took a pass at me like a prize fighter does.
Just remember, just to defend herself.
That's it, but she couldn't see me because I must have blinded her. And when she done that, she just missed me by an inch.
What did you do, hit her again?
Well, that's when I went right to top of her. And
say, Paul, let me ask you something. How tall are you?
I'm just about 4 feet.
And how much do you weigh?
I weigh 65.
And how heavy was that tiger?
Well, she averaged around 300 or 400 pounds.
I'll let that be a lesson to all
tigers.
Eh? Thank you very much, Paul Harumpo. And now, Go-Go, eh? Well, I'm sorry, Go-Go. Not now. I know you have a very important message to tell us, but right now I'm very busy. I'll be back to you in a minute. I want to just say hello to Harry Thomas here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a very historic occasion. For the first time in history, a ringmaster has actually left the ring during the performance to come downstairs here at the garden backstage and just say hello to us at our Gulf Oil cameras. Harry, it's a pleasure to have you with us. How's the show going up
there? Well, the show's going swell. I just opened it. Hagenbeck's Bears are performing right now, and as you say, I did run away for just a few moments in order to come down.
Harry, I just have one brief question to ask you. Are you the boss when the show actually starts? Does the ringmaster take over, and from there on, he controls everything that happens in the arena?
Yes, that's true,
And do you have many exciting things happen to you in your career?
Lots of exciting things. You never know what's going to happen next.
You just have to be on tap, ready to exercise your own judgment
that's
at any
right.
moment.
You have to have eyes in the back of your head as well as in the regular place.
Harry, thank you very much. I don't want to hold you anymore. Go on back up there. It's been a pleasure, and I'm glad we made history for just a brief moment here.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to me to be here.
Right. Here's a gentleman whose job it is to take care of some of these elephants that you may see in the back, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Scott, Eugene Scott. Gene, how many elephants do you have with the circus?
30 elephants.
And how often do they get bathed?
They get bathed once a year, only when it rains. They get oiled and greased in the spring.
You oil them down very often, do you?
Spring, once a year.
And do they get rambunctious here in New York City, or do they behave pretty gently?
They behave pretty good.
I see they do. Yes. Well, it certainly is a fascinating job you've got. That very big one right back there, I understand
that's
the boys.
Modoc.
That's Monarch.
That's Modoc.
Modoc.
Yes, she dances on the track, and she works in other acts.
Okay, speaking of dancing, we have some dancers over here that are rather unusual. You may have seen the circus, ladies and gentlemen, and remember that wonderful triple somersault up on the high wires and above the arena? It's this lady here, Mrs. Tony Kinsella.
Good evening.
Tony, it's a pleasure to have you with us, as all you people here. What do you mean by a flyer, though? You people have me confused. I always think of a flyer as an aviator.
No, we fly through the air.
With the greatest of ease, I know that.
We hope. We use a net, a trapeze bar, a catcher.
And how long does it take to make a real good flyer?
Oh, several years.
Years of constant practice.
Practice, yes.
Are these some of your very charming girls with you?
Yes, would you like to?
I'd love to, naturally.
This is Natalia Todd.
Natalia Todd. Natalia does that iron jaw act high above the arena, holding on with her teeth. And this young lady?
This is Esther Shaney.
Esther Shaney. Esther, how did you start in the circus?
Well, my home is
why don't you come forward just a little bit so we can get a better look at you?
My home is in Sarasota. That's the winter quarters of the circus.
Uh-huh.
And I met a lot of the people there, so I joined the show.
And what was the first job you had?
Well, I was an elephant girl, and then this year I'm a dancer.
And that's sort of the story of the circus, isn't it, Mrs. Kinsella? They start at one job and then work their way up and up until they get to be either flyers or bareback riders, I understand. And who are some of the other girls?
This is Mary Tomlin.
Mary Tomlin?
How do you do?
Mary, how did you get in the circus?
Well, I was an actress in New York out of a job, and I heard there was a job for dancers. And I went up to Brooks Costuming Company, and there I signed a contract. 2 weeks, I thought. 8 months.
8 months in the circus. And this young lady?
This is Nina Eunice.
Nina Eunice. Nina?
Heather,
what do you
here?
Do in the act? Why don't you come on over here so we can... Wait a minute. Oh, I'm sorry, Go-Go. Yes, Go-Go. No, not right now. We'll be with you in just a minute. Though I know you have a very special announcement to make for us, but please, not right now. We have something else to do. You want me to go over there to that area, do you? The clowns? Is that where we're going, ladies and gentlemen? Sure. We'll find out what the clowns are at the circus, ladies and gentlemen. The greatest show on earth and the greatest stars on earth. And here they are lined up for you.